Warriors-Rockets, Game 2 of the Western Conference Semifinals, a Tuesday night battle at Oracle Arena where Klay Thompson helping key the Warriors' attack with a 21-point night as Kevin Durant delivered 29 points on the evening with some big buckets down the stretch. Stephen Curry left the game briefly in the first quarter with a dislocated finger, yet returned to bring 20 points and 5 assists to the mix. Draymond Green, another powerful showing with 15 points, 7 assists, and 12 boards, and Andre Iguodala, stellar again in the start with 16 points as the Warriors take a 2-0 lead in the series as it heads to Houston for games 3 and 4, winning this one 115-109 the final.
Hey Steve, Phil Barber, Press Democrat. Early in the game when the three-pointers weren't falling, how important especially was the offensive rebounding and just the effort that you guys were putting forward?
Yeah, I thought we played really hard, you know, right from the beginning. We forced a lot of turnovers and you know, got to the loose balls, got some rebounds. So even though the threes weren't going, we were playing well. You know, we were making strides, putting a lot of pressure on them. So it was a good start to the game.
Stand up, left-hand side.
Steve, Jason Dumas, Crown 4. Especially with last series when you dropped 2 of 3 at Oracle, how important was it to take care of business here at home, especially with a matchup like this?
Well, I mean, this is always what you want to do. You know, when you've got home court, if you can get the first two, it puts you in good shape. But, you know, with the awareness that, you know, you're just getting started. You know, nothing has happened yet. So we got to go down to Houston and be ready to play because we know how good they are. We know how hard they're going to play.
Third row, left-hand side.
Steve, Tim Kawakami, The Athletic. Steph's finger, did it look bad there? And did you maybe notice that he was having a little trouble dribbling with his left hand? Do you have any concerns moving forward with that?
It looked bad when he came off the floor. I mean, I looked at the finger, and I was just hoping it was just a dislocation and not a break. And fortunately, that's what it turned out to be. As far as, you know, whether it bothered him, you know, you can ask him that. I thought he did some great things for us and fueled us, and may not have shot the three that well, but played a great game for us.
Second row, left hand side here.
Hey Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. In light of what was happening in Game 1 about the conversation with the officiating, what do you think how the guys handled all those things tonight?
I didn't even notice the officiating. I don't think anybody did, and I think that's the best compliment you can give them. They did a great job, and this game was just about basketball.
Several rows back, center.
Hi, Steve. Janie McCauley from AP. As much emphasis as you've put on, you know, taking care of the ball, how much did you like you guys cut the turnovers down a lot?
Yeah, we did a really good job with that. Only 12 for the game. 3 of them in the last couple of minutes, which was a little disappointing, but we escaped. We've got to do a better job of protecting the ball. You know, both games now we've had a little bit of a problem there. But all in all, to finish the game with, 12 turnovers to their 18, 18 offensive boards. So we won the possession battle. Got 14 more field goal attempts in them. So that's a big deal. So our guys did a great job.
Fifth row, right-hand side.
Steve, Ron Krojcik from the Chronicle. Can you articulate sort of what makes Draymond so good at that lob pass? It's sort of it seems like a short alley-oop to Iguodala or Looney or whomever. He's done it a lot, obviously, throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know, he's grown so comfortable playing that high screen with Steph. And, with the amount of attention Steph gets, sometimes Draymond gets that ball in the pocket and it's 4-on-3. And with the lineup with Andre out there with two shooters on the wings, it puts a lot of stress on the defense, and Draymond has great touch on that lob pass. So it's fun to see when they connect like that.
Fourth row, left-hand side.
Steve, Joe Fonzie, KTVU. You guys have had times when you weren't thrilled with the defensive intensity to start a game. You forced 9 turnovers in the first quarter. You had to be happy with the way it
came out. Defensive intensity right away was great. You know, I was really pleased with our first quarter. I thought the Rockets did a great job kind of hanging in there, especially when James got hurt and missed some time. But, I think this is how this series is going to go. We can play well, but it's going to be really hard to pull away from Houston with the number of threes they take and the number of talented offensive players they have. So, you know, despite that quick start, you know, we were fighting them off the whole game. They made 17 threes, so it's a hell of a win against a great team that that, you know, shot the ball really well from the 3-point line.
Second row, left hand side here.
Art Spander, the Maven. You had mentioned Andre, at age 35, playing so well. He seemed to come out really fast this game and give you that burst to sort of take control.
Yeah, Andre is, he doesn't look 35 to me. You know, he's just an incredible athlete. And what makes Andre special is, you know, when you combine that athleticism with that brain, now you got a hell of a player. So I say it all the time. I'm lucky to coach him. We're lucky to have him. He ties up a lot of loose ends for us. He does so many things for us, and I thought he was brilliant tonight.
Steve, you go with Jarebko. I know it was early because of Steph's injury, but you definitely had – did you have a plan to get Jarebko in there, and how did you think he did when you gave him those minutes?
Yeah, I think Jonas is a good matchup in this series. I think he came right in and gave us a good lift, you know, a couple buckets and some rebounds, and so we were we were planning on getting him in there at some point, but Steph's early injury allowed us to plug him in pretty early, and I thought he was great.
Fourth, fifth row, right hand side.
I guess that's me, Shelley Smith from ESPN. Have you ever played after getting poked in the eye?
No.
Okay, never mind then.
All right.
Left-hand side.
It's tough to get
back.
Poked in the eye when you're on the bench cheering. So I was usually just cheering the guys on. And I think one time some of my teammate like kind of elbowed me and kind of hurt. Yeah.
Joe Morgan, Sporting News. Steve, you guys have really taken away the lobs for Capella. How important has that been for you guys just defensively, and have you guys really put an emphasis on that?
It's a big deal. You know, he's tough to handle on that that rim run because of the talent in the backcourt with Chris and James, especially throwing that lob to him. I thought Draymond and Kevin in particular both did a great job. Clay made a huge play late by coming over from the weak side. You know, I've said it before the series, it has to be a five-man game when you play Houston to guard them. You got to have all five guys engaged. So our weak side came over and did a good job tonight.
Second row center.
Hi, Steve. Carlos Ramirez, Telemundo 48 here in Bay Area. Steph again had five fouls, and Kevin did too. What did you see of their game defensively? They seemed solid, but they were non-contesting as much as or reaching in as you wanted to. How do you see them play today?
They were both great. I mean, the foul trouble is what it is. You know, there's some tough ones. We're playing a very crafty team that knows how to draw fouls. Steph got himself in a couple of awkward positions and picked up a couple that changed our rotation in the third quarter. So our guys did a good job playing through that, and you know, I'm confident that we can get Steph to correct that and you know, stay on the floor when we need him out there.
Third row center.
Hi, Steve. Chuck Nevius, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. You jumped into this series very quickly after the Clippers series, and then these two games were pretty quick also. I was wondering if this would be the game you would be concerned about fatigue. And if you're really, because you had a rest after this, so was that a concern?
Not really. I was more worried about game one just because of the two injuries with Steph and Clay. When we made it through game one in good shape, I felt much better about you know, coming into tonight. And now we've got a few days off, which I think will really help our guys. So you know, we're in good shape, but long way to go.
Two more. Second,
Steve, what was your view on the double technical with Draymond? And
well, you know, the problem with the double tech is that it's added to, you know, the total, which can lead to a suspension. And so if two guys, you know, it's a competitive atmosphere out there. It's a playoff game, so guys are going to get tangled up. And, you know, if the way to handle it is to call a double technical, I think the league needs to consider that. And I just, you know, every time there's a double, you know, there's an altercation, it's a double technical. Well, if you're playing in the playoffs for a few rounds, those add up. So Draymond's now at four, I think. So you know, we'll talk to the league and we'll see if they'll rescind it. And I'm sure, you know, the process will go as usual and we'll see what happens.
Sixth row center, last one.
Steve, with Durant coming out of the gates, taking the charge against Harden and then getting the block shortly thereafter, how important was that setting a tone defensively from the tip?
Yeah, Kevin was great. I mean, right away, picking up Capella in the lane on a roll, forcing a travel, drawing the charge, as you mentioned. I thought his defensive energy was fantastic right away, and he was he's Kevin, so he's going to score. We know he's going to score, but he does so much more to impact the game. So block shots, the rebounds, the assists. So he's an amazing player.
Great,
thanks.
Thank you,
Jim Barnett. The Warriors did a lot of good things in this game tonight.
Yes, they did.
And I thought Draymond Green had an interesting thing to say. He said they kept their composure,
yep,
kept their cool, and I think that was a major reason why they won the game.
Yes, because any time there was a little bit of a pushback from Houston, it didn't seem to bother them. They didn't bother them psychologically, didn't bother them on the floor, and they handled it. That's the way the game started. And first thing I want to say is I don't think there will be any complaining and a lot of verbiage about the officiating today. I just don't think there will be. It didn't seem to be during the game. There wasn't much controversy. They got a little touchy in the fourth quarter, a lot of free throws shot. Of course, some of them were on purpose at the end. But the Warriors jumping out to that lead early on when it was 6-0 by Iguodala, to me, Houston kind of self-destructed in the first quarter because they gave the Warriors 14 points off the 9 turnovers. They were their own worst enemy. And by the way, when Harden went out, the first quarter score, as you mentioned, 29-20, if Austin Rivers and Gerald Green hadn't come in and hit a three each, they could have been behind 29-14 in that first quarter because they hit two there towards the end late in that first quarter. So the Warriors were off and running, and they just managed the game extremely well. I love the balanced scoring. I thought Draymond is terrific. They are really capitalizing. We know that Houston loves to throw that lob into Capella, but how many times now in these playoff games have we seen Draymond Green connect with Andre Iguodala on that little two-on-one breaking down from up top, and Draymond penetrates, it gets a two-on-one, and instead of shooting it, he throws the lob over the defender who's coming at him to stop the penetration, and they get an easy two. They've done that extremely well, so much more than we saw in the regular season.
You know, it's interesting, Jim. I thought that tonight had an interesting feel coming into it because all the discussion was about the officiating.
Yes.
But I thought the officials did a great job tonight. I thought the players did a great job of being on their best behavior. And I think everybody on the floor went into this game saying, okay, we're not going to make it a game about the officials. We're going to make this a game about the Warriors and the Rockets. And I think it was a job well done by both sides.
I do too, because you just didn't hear a lot of chirping and everything, and they just played it. They played a game, because ultimately, 995 out of 1,000, the referees aren't going to be involved in the outcome of the game. The players are going to decide, and that's what I think you have to take ownership for that. And I thought both teams did that tonight. The Warriors, I thought their defense was really, really good again. Now, obviously, Houston shot better tonight over from the field and also from the three-point range, but the Warriors, you expect that. I mean, that's why they're here. I thought the Warriors played extremely well. They were gritty. They hustled. They helped each other out tremendously up top and at the rim. They did a great job. And they got 18 offensive rebounds, Tim, so they were able to get 14 more shots than Houston. That's huge.
And anytime you play a team like Houston that can bury threes, and they're going to take a lot of threes.
Yes.
40 of their 77 shots were from three. That's what they do. 51.8% of their shots were from three this year. Anytime you can get 14 more shots than them, puts them in a really tough position.
Absolutely.
They have to play almost inch perfect to beat you.
Yes. And they did, once again, outscore the Warriors from the three-point line. They made seven more than the Warriors in the first game. They made six more again tonight. Free throws, again, pretty even. In fact, the Warriors made 20. They made 20.
Well, here's a couple things, and they're not stat-related, but just guys who came in and did a nice job tonight. Sean Livingston got going, gave them good minutes tonight.
He changed the game right at that point.
Jonas Jerebko came in right when Curry got hurt, and even though he didn't play a lot in this game, he gave them just enough while Steph was out to make a difference.
Yes, because Houston's thinking, okay, this is our chance now. With Curry off the floor, they bring in somebody who can't guard out on the perimeter, and all of a sudden he came on with a little putback inside and another one follow-up, rebounding the ball. And so they're thinking they're going to gain some advantage there, and they didn't, and he surprised them. And that time, the Warriors were not scoring when Livingston all of a sudden went on that little rampage. And those 6 points that he had in just a few short minutes, you know, they helped just quell any kind of eruption from Houston.
Well, now we go to Houston.
Yep.
And two games there, and it's going to be a little tougher. It's on the road, but the Warriors have shown, you know, their track record. They have the all-time NBA record. They've won a road game in 20 playoff series in a row. I would expect them to try to get one there, and I think they will. I think they will get one of the two there. But this Houston team's very, very good. They were the best team in the league after the All-Star break, and I expect a really tough go for Golden State down in Houston on Saturday.
Yeah, Houston went 20-4 after they were 33-25 to finish the season. The Warriors know how to win on the road, and if I'm incorrect, you tell me, Tim. I think the Warriors lost this season series 1-3, and the one win was down in Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
And I think that it's I don't, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if Houston had won one here, just simply because I think the familiarity between the two squads, I think, negates a little bit of the home court advantage that either one would have. So
I like what the Warriors did today. They overcame the turnover problem that they had in game one. They had a few at the end. They only seven turnovers after three quarters.
I think that's one thing that they will work on. It's okay. Well, what are we going to do when we have a lead? We're trying to close this out. And by the way, all five starters scored 15 or more. First time in Warriors franchise playoff histories since starting lineups began being tracked in 1970-71. That is courtesy of the Elias Sports
15
Bureau.
Or more from the starters among
the stars. Yeah.
And
so.
I can't finish without saying Kevin Durant is incredible one-on-one master.
He is
the master.
He is.
And he can always get a shot for you, and that's so valuable.
Yeah, no question. He is. He's that little ace card you're holding and waiting to play it. And
exactly.
He just does it incredibly.
And all throughout the playoffs, download or stream our official team podcast by searching Golden State Warriors wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And at the top right-hand corner of the official Warriors team app, there's a radio button where you can stream Warrior Sound 24/7. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.